News.
Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, February 17th, 2015. Happy birthday to Teresa Jackson in Atlanta. Another round of snow, ice, and brutal cold up the East Coast last night into this morning, leaving hundreds of thousands without power in parts of the South. In Washington, D.C., the federal government said its offices will be closed today with a winter storm warning in effect for the area until noon. They're calling this storm Octavia, and she has already blanketed parts of a swath from Missouri to Virginia, more than 6 inches of snow. As of last night, the top reported snowfall was about 18 inches in eastern Kentucky. A mix of sleet and freezing rain already slickened roads and triggered power outages, affecting well over 100,000 customers in Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, and the Carolinas. And she has now extended the snowy and icy tentacles across the Appalachians into part of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, and it's passed. Possibly, I'm sorry, we'll include New England again.
Hey, Raheem, that's a song title there. Like, who would you rather be stuck with?
Snowed in with.
Snowed in with, you know?
What's my options?
Man is always looking for
options. It depends on the option.
Yeah.
He's always got a song.
You know,
ready,
you definitely
man.
Don't want to be snowed in alone, you know?
There's a song.
I actually
you don't want to be snowed.
Not that, not no joke. I got that recorded already. I got that Christmas album I did, and I just never put it out yet. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with it yet. Like, Christmas albums don't do that well. You know what I mean? Like soundtracks, they don't do well anymore. So
and you got a song on there about getting stuck in the snow.
About getting snowed in
and can't get out or can't get back home.
Well,
a judge in
it's kind of like you want the snow to keep falling.
A judge in Texas has issued an injunction temporarily blocking the president's executive action on immigration that's drawn opposition from 26 states across the nation. The president angered Republicans when he announced in November he would use the executive branch to delay deportation of as many as 5 million people came to the United States illegally. So the judge has said that the Obama administration has failed to comply with the Administrative Procedure Act, and he ordered a halt to the implementation of the immigration measures until he is weighing the full measures of the act. Bad situation in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. At least 20 people on a music group's packed carnival float in the Haitian capital were killed this morning when they were electrocuted by a power line. The accident occurred as thousands of people filled the streets in downtown Port-au-Prince for the annual celebration, and people at the scene said someone on the float used a pole or a stick to move a power line so that float could pass underneath it. Do you remember Leslie Gore? She had "It's My Party" and I'll
"It's
Cry
My Party" and "I'll Die If I
cry
Want,
if I want You."
Yeah,
"Die If I Want
That
You."
That too. Oh, yeah. She also did "You Don't Own Me" and "Judy's Turn to Cry." She died yesterday at the age of 68. She died of lung cancer and never smoked.
Cancer don't care.
No, it does not. Amari Stoudemire looks to be joining the Dallas Mavericks. You heard earlier this week that he negotiated a buyout with the New York Knicks over the weekend and officially waived yesterday. And so it'll give him a chance now to check out other teams. But the word is that he is coming to play with Dallas. Those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.
More Raheem Devon next, 16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.